Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, April 17, 2020. Secretary of State, COVID-19 Response. Secretary of State Response. The following information outlines the steps taken by the Secretary of State's Office, SOS, to prepare for and mitigate the impact of COVID-19. The information is current as of April 16, 2020. Temporary closure of lobby in the Lucas Office Building. In order to reduce the potential spread of COVID-19, the SOS lobby in the Lucas Building was closed on March 27, 2020 and will remain closed until April 20, 2020. During the closure, filers are encouraged to use the Fast Track filing system or the Legacy Online filing system and to contact the Secretary's office by email when same-day filings are needed. Rescheduled elections. The following three special elections have been rescheduled pursuant to Iowa Code Section 47.1 for July 7, 2020. Blackhawk County, City of Cedar Falls Special Election, Plymouth County, City of Craig Special Election, and Woodbury County, County Board of Supervisors Special Election. June 2020 Primary Elections. The voting period has been extended to 40 days and voters are being encouraged to vote by mail. Absentee voting for mail-in ballots begins on April 23, 2020. The Secretary intends to have physical polling locations open for the June 2020 primary election for those who prefer to cast ballots in person. Curbside voting will be available for Iowans with disabilities or those who would have difficulty entering a polling location and those in high-risk populations for COVID-19. To facilitate absentee voting, the Secretary's office will mail absentee ballot request forms to every registered voter beginning mid-April. Remote notarizations. The in-person requirement for notarizing documents was temporarily waived for the duration of the COVID-19 emergency, and the Secretary has unveiled a searchable database of remote notaries operating within the state of Iowa on the office's website. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Chris Euban, legislative analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-725-0134.